Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's 3 p.m., which means it's time for Full Tilt. I'm DJ Gimme Gimme. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the first installment of 2020 of Full Tilt. And so, if you're not familiar with the show, we do kind of an exploration of a different genre each week, or at least a different theme, trying to keep it mixed up. So you guys get your music tastes out there and with a little spice of variety. And so today, we are doing old country stuff. Now, I know a lot of people, you know, overlook this. It sounds antiquated and it sounds, you know, it's boring, you know, with the steel guitars and the fiddles and everything like that. But I think if you are willing to vibe with me on this. I think there's a lot of merit here. I think there's a lot of fun. If you get in the right mood, I think you will enjoy a lot of this music. I'm going to be curating it to make sure that it's the kind of stuff that I think we can all like out of the old country genre. So we'll be kicking it off. And without further ado, here is some Merle Haggard. Here we go.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Papa Top again. Just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it fell so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Papa Top again. Misery, and here I'm wasting time, 'cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see, her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here a drink and beer, Papa Top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down.
All right, so We started out with a little bit of Merle Haggard with Mama Tried, and then that last one was Papa Top by Jim Ed Brown. And these songs I actually discovered because my dad, shout out to him, was in a honky-tonk band with a few friends of his called Crying Out Loud, and these are all kind of songs that they used to play. These songs won't all be from... you know, that band and the shows that I used to go see. You know, it was a good way to kind of jog my memory. So I think we'll kind of mix the show up between, you know, the old teardrop in your beer kind of country. You know, the more lighthearted and fun stuff. This next one, definitely get ready to put a teardrop in your beer. It's She's Got You by Patsy Cline.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. Your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you. Your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got. Your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his
head. All right, so that last one you heard was Big Iron by Marty Robbins, which has actually kind of had a resurgence in the last couple of years. I think it's been used in a little bit in meme culture. I've seen it around. It's actually kind of resurfaced. It's funny. There's actually a lot of Gen Z people that are familiar with that song. Great song nonetheless, and definitely still part of the classic country genre. This next one is not going to be classic country per se, but it's got the same feel. It's going to be in the vein, and, you know, gosh darn it, DJ Gimme Gimme says it qualifies, and there's going to be several songs like that. So so chronology aside, we are going to have a little fun with a Todd Snyder song, Beer Run.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. A couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the K-Pix wine and soiree dance, wore baseball caps, khaki pants, they wanted cigs, so to save some money, they got one off a hippie that smelled kind of funny. The next thing they knew, they was both really hungry and pretty thirsty too. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. They found a store with a sign, said their beer was coldest. They sent in Brad, cause he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. Walked over to where them registers are, laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, he turned, he looked back, he stopped. He said, boy, I ain't calling the cops, but I am keeping this card. The guys took it hard. B-double-E-double-R. Named Sleepy John. He claimed to be the one from the Robert Earl song, so they gave him their cash. He bought them brews. It's a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. It was feeling so good, should have been a crime. The crowd was cool and the band was prime. They made it back up to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. B-double-E-double-R-U-N. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car key and it's so dry. B-double-E-double-R-U-N. Said B-double-E-double-R-U-N. Think about it, Paul. On a Tuesday, got my ball and chain. On a Wednesday, I'm working digging ditches. On a Thursday, Lord, I beg them not to knock me down again. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulder. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulder.
And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, my mama come to see me. On a Tuesday, they caught me with a file.
Poor boy.
On a Wednesday, I'm down in solitary. On a Thursday, Lord, I start on bread and water for a while. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down.
All right, so that was Johnny Cash with I Got Stripes. Before that, a little CCR looking out my back door. And then before that was Todd Snyder with Beer Run. Yes, we are keeping it rolling. We're doing a country hour for those that are just checking in. Mostly classic stuff, but also things that DJ Gimme Gimme just decides are within that vein. So we will keep it rolling with... one of the great country lyricists, although this one actually happens to be a Rolling Stones cover, but a true favorite of mine, featured in the movie The Big Lebowski, which is one of my favorites. Here we go with Townes Van Zandt, Dead Flowers.
Now when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company. All that you know, I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the maid. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave. And now when you're sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby days, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the maid. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave. send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. No, I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
All right, so that was Towns Van Zandt with Dead Flowers. And as we've reached the halfway mark in the show, it's time for one of those infamous WMFO PSAs, because here at WMFO, we're FURTA, and by that I mean FURTA people. Got to educate you. So here we go. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? As a message from your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So yeah, guys, go ahead and see if there's rechargeable batteries that you can put in your devices. Helps out the environment, save you money, win-win. And as we go on into the rest of the show, frankly, guys, there's just too much music to be played, so I'm going to go ahead and just shut up and let it ride. That's what you want anyway, right? So here we go. I'll keep the show moving. Please enjoy the next 30 minutes of Full Tilt.
Up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks. Sunday morning coming down.
River, don't run dry. I, you're all I got to take care of me. it's hard to be a woman. Give him all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, I'll be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
Hey, Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been a-drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck, a-hawking, talking round. Well, I don't have enough to pay my rent, but I ain't gonna worry though. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been a-drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck, a honking, talking round. Well, I don't have enough to pay my rent, but I ain't gonna worry though. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. One six-pack to go.
Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees. just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way.
To blame. Skipper-o, skipper-o, just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what your children say. Skipper-o, skipper-o, skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope.
set out one, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, lonely 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Stop running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
So we are coming to the end of the hour. It's 3:55 currently, which means we only got one song left. Thank you to those of you who joined us for the first installment of Full Tilt. I'm, of course, DJ Gimme Gimme. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And after me, of course, we have great stuff coming along the way. So stay tuned. It's always good stuff being played here at WMFO, keeping it freeform all the time. Now, as we come to the end of this hour, which has been generally country vibes, you know, classic honky-tonk stuff with some accretions by yours truly, we are going to go right to the heart of it and play a favorite, one that everybody can't help but like. It's some Johnny Cash live, A Boy Named Sue. Thank you and signing off. Here we go.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. It seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-June. July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Massachusetts night, sleeping like a dog. She's half an hour late.